Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 5 to 14. Of His deliverance. Of course, there's a reference to the setting by Tate and Brady. Of His deliverance I will boast, and so on. And that's precisely what the psalmist is doing here. Not bragging in himself, not crowing over his own powers, but rejoicing, exulting, yes, and boasting, in the Lord and His deliverance. Verse 5, in my anguish I cried out to the Lord, and God, He answered me by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And so on. Of His deliverance, Psalm 118, verses 5 to 14. Let me just pick out the pieces for you. The psalmist is in trouble. Verse 5, in my anguish. Here is a man of God in anguish. I don't know what it's about, but he's in torment, in pain, in sorrow, in grief. And believers can pass that way. It can happen in individual experience, in the family, in the home, in the workplace, in the assembly. It can happen under any circumstance. In my anguish, think it not strange when some fiery trial comes. Verse 6, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? But you can see that some trouble is coming from man to make him afraid. The Lord is with me, He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. Yes, but he has enemies then. And a man's enemies can be those of his own house, of his own so-called friends. Verse 10, all the nations surrounded me. Verse 11, they surrounded me on every side. Verse 12, they swarmed around me like bees. And verse 13, I was pushed back and about to fall. Yes, this man is in trouble. Of his deliverance, of God's deliverance, I will boast, yes. But he's in trouble. And he felt it. Verse 5, anguish, that's a feeling word for you. Verse 6, he used the word afraid. Verse 13, he can speak about to fall, pushed back. He feels it. Oh, people tell me, I've had somebody tell me, oh, I'm never afraid. Oh, well, that's a remarkable experience. What does this man do in his troubles and his fears and his sorrows? He cries out to God. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord. Verse 5. And what's his testimony? God delivered me. Verse 5. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. Verse 6. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. The Lord is with me. God has delivered me. And this leads him what? To confidence. Therefore, because of this, confidence and courage. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? God is with me. Verse 7, he says this, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. Verse 10, in the name of the Lord I cut off my enemies. Verse 12, in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They died out quickly, all these enemies. The Lord helped me. Verse 13. And he drew the lesson, verses 8 and 9. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. My friend, evangelicals need to learn that today. We've placed our confidence in man, in his schemes, in his programs, in his devices. Let our confidence and our refuge and our courage all come from the Lord. Believer, this was written so many hundreds, even over 2,000, nearly 3,000 years ago. It's written for us, though. It's written for you, brother and sister, in your circumstances. Do I address some believer who's sorrowful, cast down, afraid, afflicted? Don't be afraid to confess it. Cry out to the Lord, and then you'll soon be able to say, of his deliverance, I will boast. I've quoted Cowper's hymn, Speak to the Lord, then you'll say, hear what the Lord has done for me. Saints do meet trials, and God is our help in trials. Unbeliever, I hope you're listening. I hope you hear this. I hope you'll listen to it. I hope you'll act upon it now. Why stay away from this glorious, gracious, merciful God? This can all be yours if you call upon the name of the Lord and are saved.